The Kedushas Levi points out that the pasuk says, "V'yita eshel beber sheva, v'yikra b'sham b'shem Hashem keil olam," and the Medrash tells us that after people, v'yita eshel, Avraham Avinu had this hotel that he used to invite guests and feed them, and the Medrash says, "Lachash ochlo omar," after they would finish eating, they would say, "Baruch l'lekei olam," thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how Avraham Avinu brought into them the recognition that there is a Hashem in the world. And the Kedushas Levi asks, why did Avraham Avinu specifically make them make the bracha only after the eating and not before they eating? So he explains that after Avraham Avinu had fulfilled the mitzvah achnosas orchim, these people, his guests, were the way for him to fulfill the mitzvah achnosas orchim. After somebody has fulfilled the mitzvah, he's in a much better position to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mekabel olmach shemayim. So before they ate, and before they had any connection to a mitzvah, there was no way for them to recognize and understand the presence of Hashem in the world. Only after they ate, and together by their eating and Avraham Avinu hosting them, that they come to the understanding and recognition that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, at that moment were they ready to be able to make a bracha. And we see this concept in other places in our parsha. Of course, our parsha begins with Vayera Hashem Elov, Vayera Elov Hashem Be'Elohim in memory. That was the place where Yaakov Avinu, where Avraham Avinu had the Bris Milah. And when we come to Bris Milah, at the end of the Bris Milah, at the Birchas Hamazon of the Bris Milah, there were a number of harachmans that are recited. And one of them is Harachman Hu Yivorech Baal Bris Hamilah. And the Maril already explains, who is the Baal Bris Milah? It's not the Moel, it's not the father. The proof is because there's another Harachman where the Moel is mentioned and where the father is mentioned. So the Baal Bris Hamilah, explains the Maril, is the Sandik. To the degree that the Ramah in Yerideya Reis Simen Hei Sif Yud Aleph says that on the day of a Bris Milah, if there's a Kriyas HaTorah, who from all of them, and we have the ability to give Aliyas, but not to everyone, the Sandik is more of a Chiyav, is more of an obligation to give Aliyah to the Sandik than to the Moyel. And at first glance, it doesn't seem to make any sense. The Moel is the one that's doing the actual mitzvah, the Bris Milah. And the Sandik is just holding the baby. So I saw that the Sefer B'Tarasa Yega explains that when we think about a Bris Milah, there's the father, who Baruch Hashem, has the opportunity to bring his son to a Bris Milah. But then at the Bris Milah, we also have the Moel and the Sandik. How do we view, he explains, the role of the Moel and the role of the Sandik? So he says the Moel is viewed like somebody who's bringing a carbon. The child that we're doing a Bris Milah on is a carbon, like we bring a carbon to Hashem, we're bringing our child, we're doing a Bris Milah. The Sandik is the one, the Gemara says, that the Sandik is like somebody who's makdik k'tayrus. We know in the Beis HaMikdash, every day they brought the k'tayrus, and the Moel is, and the Sandik is compared to the one that's makdik the k'tayrus. And that's why the halacha is that we don't typically give the same individual Sandik by more than one of our children. The reason is because the Gemara says, the Masechta Yuma, when it came to do the k'tayrus in the Beis HaMikdash, chadoshim l'k'tayrus. Only people who had never done the k'tayrus previously should be the ones who have the opportunity to do the k'tayrus today. because the Keteris Masheris, the Keteris is what makes a person wealthy. And that's why we give everybody, we want to give everybody an opportunity to bring the Keteris. And the Sandik, therefore, who's considered like the Mak, the Keteris, is the one that is, that's what his role in the Bris Milah is. So he explains. The Bris Milah that takes place is a one moment, it's something that takes place for one moment. That's the Maisa HaMilah. Yes, after the Milah is done, we make a bracha, which we all wish, Kishem Shenichnas L'Bris, Ken Yikonis L'Torah L'Chup L'Masam Toivim, that this moment that the child had the Bris Milah should become a model for his entire life, how he's going to live his life and live his life of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what does the word Keteris mean? He says the word Keteris, the root of the word Keteris is kater, to tie. What a Bris Milah does is it ties this child to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Sandik, who represents the one who's the Maktik Tyrus, as we just said a moment ago, is the one that's showing that point of the moment of the Bris Milah, not just being that one moment, but it should remain forever. And that power of when we do a mitzvah, that it shouldn't just be for the moment that we do the mitzvah, but it should last forever, is what the Sandik represents. And that's why when we say the Rachmans and we give a bracha to the people who have participated in the Bris Milah, we single out the Sandik, the Baal Bris. That's why he's called the Baal Bris. Because the point of the Milah is not just to be for that one moment. The point of the Milah is to be forever. The Pasuk says that Avraham Avinu said to the Malachim, Vechu pas lechem, take some bread, v'sadu lipchem and eat, achat havayru. So in general, that's a very difficult pasuk. You invite somebody, but you tell them, eat and go. But when we look in Rashi, Rashi says, and Rashi changes the wording. The pasuk says, achat havayru, and Rashi says, achakach telchu. What does it mean, achakach telchu? What is Rashi trying to change the word Tavayru to Teilchum? So the Sefer Divrei Yisrael from the Majid Tzereba explains that we know that a person is called a Heilich, a person is constantly going, and a Malach is called an Oymid. What is the difference between a person, and each one of these is always a one Madrega. What is the difference between a person and a Malach? Each one has an advantage and a disadvantage. The Malach could be is only an oymid. He stays on the same madrega. But he also doesn't go down, can't lose his madrega. A person, on the contrary, is a hoylich. He could grow. He could grow. But also, chas v'shalom, he could lose. He could fall back. Says the pasuk that Avram Avinu v'hu oymed aleihem. Avram Avinu, by having done the smitzvah achnosas archim, by inviting the guests, told them, he v'hu oymid, not only will I have in me the quality of a hoylich, the quality of a person that goes further and further and grows in his avodas Hashem, but I will also have the ability to be an oymid, that I will be able to guarantee that the madregas I achieve, I will hold on to. And that's pshat in a pasuk, he says in Zechariah, v'nesati l'cho mahalchim bein ha'oim d'me'elu. Heila, you who are a mahalach, you are a person, I will give you the ability to also be an oimid, to stay bein ha'oim d'm, to make sure that any madrega you achieve, you'll be able to hold on to. The malachim, on the other hand, who are normally, as we just said, only oim d'm, they're always on the same madrega. Avram Avinu said that even a malach could become a hoylich. You know how you could become a hoylich? If you participate, you help me do the mitzvah achnosas archim, that achkach telchu, that even you malachim, who never are holchim, will become holchim. Incredible. When we speak about Malachim, we speak about them always being oimdim, always being on the same Madrega. There's one way even to make a Malach, says the Divrei Yisrael, into a Hoylich. V'akach telchu, as Rashi says. By participating in a mitzvah that has a lasting hashpah, that has a lasting influence for life. V'akach telchu, says Rashi. You, even Malachim, will be holchem, and I, Avram Avinu, by participating in a mitzvah, will be guaranteed v'hu oimid, that whatever madreg I achieve, I will be able to hold on to.